Chapter 16. Goodbye, Amsterdam. I opened the door of De Vries's office. I'd been awake all night, and I was beginning to feel it. Ellie followed me out. "Are you going back to the hotel?" she asked. "Yes," I said. "I've got a story to write if I still want my job in London." I smiled at her and added, "Oh, and Ellie, thanks for everything. You've been a real friend." She put her arms around me.
"Yeah, thank you too, Kate," said Ellie. "And Kate?"
"Hmm?"
"Don't come back to Amsterdam for a while, eh? I don't think I can take it."
She laughed. I kissed Ellie and left the police station. I walked back to the hotel through the city's empty streets. They were safe for me now that Christiane's was in a police cell. The salt smell of the sea cleared my head, and the morning light danced on the water of the canals. Amsterdam was beautiful once more. As I walked back, I thought about the people I was leaving behind in Amsterdam. Ellie, who had put herself in so much danger to help me. Raoul, who had finally been brave enough to do what was right. My poor friend, Jos, who had lost his life. And Tom Carson, who had lost his brother. I looked into the dark water of the canal and thought about Max. Max had saved my life all those years ago. He had fought for me when I needed it. And I had to fight for him when he couldn't fight for himself. Perhaps that was the meaning of friendship. Perhaps the only true one. I wrote my story. An hour later, at 8:30 in the morning, it was finished. I faxed it through to the office back in London. It would be waiting for Balzano when he got into work. I lay on my bed. I was exhausted and fell asleep. The phone woke me up. It was Balzano, shouting, but this time he was happy.
"Great story, Jensen!"
"Thanks," I said. "Oh, and Dave, I'd like to take 2 weeks off. I need a holiday." I held the telephone away from my ear and smiled. Some things never changed.